This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike. I'm executive director at Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps. I'm the executive director over at Yancey County at Family Violence Coalition.
For the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about things to look for, danger signs in a relationship that could lead to some serious physical abuse later on. And we've talked about some general things. And this week, we want to talk about some specific questions you should ask yourself and try to get the answers to these as you're into a relationship. And we'll talk a little bit about why these are important. First question is your partner okay with you having other friends? What does this indicate?
Well, in abusive relationships, one of the first indicators is that your partner is trying to isolate you from people who are close to you and know you best, like your family and your friends.
And there's a couple of similar questions that do you consider your partner to be a friend as well as a boyfriend or girlfriend? And does your partner have interests other than you?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if you're the sole focus of that person's interest, it may seem intense and it may seem flattering at first, but you need to check it out and make sure that, you know, there's not something else going on behind the scenes there. Another question to ask is, when your partner is angry, does he or she throw things?
Right. Break your things or throw things. That is an indicator that there's some anger problems, power and control problems. If they break your things, they're showing I'm in control. And it usually comes before someone starts hitting you.
Right. Another question to ask is, does your partner think you're cheating on him if you talk to someone else or dance with someone else at a social gathering?
Yeah. Sometimes young people, teenagers, are very flattered by someone being jealous, thinking, oh, that means he loves me or she loves me. But if they're constantly accusing you of cheating, then that's dangerous.
One of the things to remember is that abuse and domestic violence are about control, and one of the classic ways that these abusers control people is try to control who they see and whatnot. So if they have men friends, they're accused of being a whore. If they have girlfriends, they're accused of being a lesbian. I mean, it's just things go to extreme, and you need
to
be aware of that. Does your partner think there are circumstances where it's okay for a man to hit a woman?
Yeah, there are times where I'm talking to someone, and a woman might have been hit by her husband or boyfriend, and she says, well, I did push him into that. And then I've heard men say, well, you know, she did deserve that, you know.
And another question is, does your partner drink or take drugs almost every day or go on binges? That's a real red flag, obviously, for other reasons, even if abuse is not involved.
Right. And because substances can lower your inhibitions, and someone who normally can maybe hold it in check can become more violent when they're on drugs. Or with methamphetamine and crack cocaine, it's while they're on the drug, they might be halfway okay to deal with, but when they're coming down off of it and want more is when they become violent.
Right. And I'm sure you've seen instances of that when you used to work at DSS, and Ken Fox has told me that with the increased drug usage, what he's seeing now is not necessarily more domestic violence, but more intense domestic violence. So in the past, where it might have been just pushing or shoving or maybe somebody getting hit, and now it's somebody getting bludgeoned with a chair or attacked with a knife. I mean,
yeah.
Just more and more
intense. You use methamphetamine enough, you become paranoid, and you act irrationally.
Right. Does your partner ridicule you or put you down? I think that's a real red flag there, don't you?
Exactly. If you're constantly being told, you're stupid, nobody else will want you, you leave me, nobody else will ever be with you, that's definitely a red flag.
Right. And another question is, do you like yourself less than usual when you've been with this person?
Yeah. Your significant other should bring you up, should not bring you down. You should feel a lot better being around that person. You shouldn't feel worse.
So these are some of the questions that I think, you know, people should ask themselves and try to get the answers to as they go forward in relationships. And, you know, if you start seeing red flags, if your gut tells you there's something wrong here, you probably should listen to that.
Yeah, and especially with young people, talk to your parents about these things. Talk to your friends. And if you see these signs, you know, realize, hey, I might be in trouble here.
Right. If you see your daughter getting into this kind of a relationship, talk to her about that. Let's give her a phone number. Tell us your number over in Yancey County.
Our crisis line number is 682-0056.
And in Mitchell County, you can call us at 765-4044. And those numbers are both available to you 24 hours a day. So don't hesitate to call if you want more information or want to talk to somebody. We want to thank you for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.